Planned Parenthood calls for immediate resignation of Andrew Cuomo. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 5, 2021. Planned Parenthood of Central and Western New York said Wednesday the organization is outraged and appalled by the actions of Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, as alleged by independent investigators who found that Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees. The abortion industry giant is calling for Cuomo's immediate resignation. Cuomo has rejected the investigative report's findings, stating, "I never touched anyone inappropriately. The governor was extremely inappropriate in his attempt to use survivors' stories and experiences to discredit the allegations against him," Robin Chappelle Goldston, CEO of Planned Parenthood Empire State Axe, said, adding, "This demonstrates a fundamental lack of empathy and understanding that his actions were wrong. Every person deserves the opportunity to have their story be respectfully heard, and to work in an environment free of harassment or retaliation. We honor the bravery and courage of those who have come forward." Just 3 years ago, however, Goldston gave Cuomo her organization's endorsement over his primary challenger, actress and activist Cynthia Nixon. During her campaign, Nixon mocked the idea that Cuomo was a champion for women's rights and accused him of gaslighting women. On Wednesday, Nixon praised an article in The Nation that suggested the Time's Up gender equality movement has actually enabled Cuomo's alleged behavior. After winning re-election, Cuomo won praise from Planned Parenthood as he signed legislation permitting abortions in New York up to the day of birth. The governor also illuminated in pink One World Trade Center in New York City to celebrate the new law that pro-life leaders said is no different than infanticide. Regarding the report by investigators who alleged Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, New York Attorney General Letitia James said the governor allegedly violated state and federal laws. "I am grateful to all the women who came forward to tell their stories in painstaking detail, enabling investigators to get the truth," James said. "No man, no matter how powerful, can be allowed to harass women or violate our human rights laws, period."